I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. First Lady Michelle Obama made an unannounced visit to Haiti today. Mrs. Obama toured the earthquake-shattered capital, Port-au-Prince, by helicopter. The White House says the visit underscores American commitment to Haiti's reconstruction. 3 months after the quake, a big concern remains the hundreds of thousands of Haitians who are living in tents. Medically, the emergency has passed. The volume of crush survivors being treated at hospitals has eased. But doctors in Haiti say their caseloads remain high and the cases are getting more puzzling. The World's Amy Bracken reports from the Haitian capital.
Things are relatively calm at L'Hôpital Saint-Esprit, a private hospital in Port-au-Prince. For the first few days after the earthquake, a small staff here provided virtually round-the-clock emergency service, until they ran out of supplies, food, water, everything. Now they're back at regular capacity in a manageable caseload, but Dr. Théodore Crèvecœur is facing an entirely new set of challenges. He's having to treat symptoms for which there is no apparent physical cause. He says some patients suffer terrible itching.
Scratching. I feel something here, but there is nothing.
Others report headaches, insomnia, vision loss, digestive problems.
Diarrhea or constipation, abdominal pain, we receive a lot.
Crèvecœur says these physical symptoms appear to result from psychological stress. Since the earthquake, medical professionals across Haiti have been deluged by what they say are psychosomatic illnesses. Here at the Marzen Klein Psychiatric Institution in Port-au-Prince, where mentally ill patients are locked in cells, Dr. Peter Hughes is giving a presentation. Hughes is here from London. He's teaching Haitian health professionals how to identify and treat psychosomatic disorders.
On the extreme end of what we call conversion disorders, where a psychological struggle inside or some sort of psychological stress, instead of the person being able to talk about it or speak clearly about it, becomes a physical symptom. It's the most amazing thing when you see it.
One such case at the nearby General Hospital is a patient named Julie. She wears a floral nightgown and lies on a cot. Her hair is in neat braids, and she smiles sweetly, sadly, her head nestled onto a pillow next to a well-worn Bible.
If I close my eyes, I don't feel anything in my legs. I just get a cramp. And my left hand just feels heavy at the bottom.
She says she can't move her left hand or her legs. She says she was fine before the earthquake. When the quake struck, she was in a church. She escaped the collapsing building, but a wall fell on her as she fled. After that, she gradually lost use of her limbs. But Dr. Hughes, the psychiatrist from London, says tests have found no physical cause of her paralysis.
And so I think it's a very complex psychological construct, absolutely fascinating and amazing. But the treatment is notoriously difficult, and there is no point in telling her that it's all in your mind, because it isn't. It's a real physical symptom.
Julie says she was psychologically traumatized in the days after the quake. She was jumpy, and doctors put her on sedatives. But she says now her mind is at ease, in spite of her condition, and in spite of the fact that her family's house collapsed, killing a cousin and a friend. Julie's air is generally pleasant and calm, which Hugh says is typical of patients with her disorder. However, she's been partially paralyzed for almost 3 months, and she's clearly fed up.
Because nothing has been done for me here. They're not doing what's needed to help me get better quickly. They're talking about other things. They don't believe it's this, they don't believe it's that. Everything is, I don't believe. Try. Nothing has been done. Absolutely nothing at all.
Julie believes there's something physically wrong with her brain or spine. She used to work as a nurse, and she wants an MRI scan. Dr. Hughes says if Julie were in the U.S., she probably would get an MRI. But here, there isn't one available. He believes her paralysis has psychological origins, and he says treating her will require talk therapy to explore what's going on in Julie's life that she finds overwhelming. Back at the private hospital, Saint-Esprit, Dr. Crèvecœur often prescribes the same treatment. He's setting up group therapy sessions for his patients with various psychosomatic disorders. He wants to, as he puts it, expel the psychological trauma of the earthquake as one expels a demon.
To exorcise the earthquake.
It's hard to imagine how one might exorcise the experience of January 12th with death and destruction still lingering all over the Haitian capital. But doctors hope to at least minimize the physical suffering as patients begin the long journey of psychological healing. For The World, I'm Amy Bracken, Port-au-Prince.